There's a full moon this week, and even though it's not the first full moon of the season, it is the one that determines the spring festivals of renewal this year, like Easter and Passover. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. In the world of the fairy tale, this is the full moon that signals the sacred time each year when the earth regains the center, when the castle doors fly open, and the powers that wait on noble deeds peer into the world to assess the actions of human beings on the earth. Now, every month, the full moon rises just as the sun is setting, but only once every year does the full moon rise below the celestial equator for the first time. And when the full moon is below the equator, that means the sun is above it, and that's the cue that the year's great mystery is upon us. So picture your favorite horizon when the sun is setting in the west and the full moon is rising in the east. And you can do this Thursday starting around 7:45 p.m. Now, as you stand there, imagine the equator of the earth, which isn't coincident with the horizon. They're tilted to one another. Now, as you look toward the setting sun, imagine that even though it's setting below the horizon, it's still above the equator, while the moon, even though it's coming above the horizon, is still below the equator. Now, at just such a moment, the earth becomes the castle that is east of the setting sun and west of the rising moon. And then the castle doors open, and all who would enter must know that now the mighty tests will ensue, tests that will reveal whether we have the stuff to discern truth from error, which is what happens in all fairy tales where heroes and heroines would find their way to happily ever after. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.